Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, Kitswa, Healy, Kunta, Kinte, Negritia, Land of the Gogs, Friday, TGIF, how's everybody? You've made it through the first 6 days of the week, and the weekend starts as tomorrow during the seventh day. Anyhow, welcome to Blacks, BLAX, Black, BLACK, Radio. Today, going to be discussing the Blacks man named Nerys Green. Nerys Green was a Black man who was a master distiller and created Jack Daniel's whiskey. Now, with this being well known, they have in Lynchburg, of course, Lynchburg, Willie Lynch, in Lynchburg, wow. They have a statue of Jack Daniels. So they got plaques for Nerys Green, but they have no statue. Because can't make a statue to a Nig 123. Even though the Nig 123 is the one who created it all. To me, plain and simple, because I call it LBJism, that here it is 2023, and what he said, President Lyndon B. Johnson, if you can convince the lowest white man that he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on, and he'll even empty his pocket for you. Now, that's the thing that's going on, because Nerys Green, when they sold that Jack Daniels for, what was it? $90 million. But they couldn't figure out how to give him any money. Just never ceases to amaze me about how this man is Jack Daniels. But they didn't, while Nerys Green and his descendants do appear to have been paid fairly by the Daniel family, they didn't own any other distillery and consequently didn't get any of those millions. They, in 1956, his family sold it to for $20 million, about $190 million in today's money. So in other words, one more time, in 1956, and gave Nerys Green nothing. Because Nerys Green should be a common, everyday name. But it's not. Jack Daniels is, but not Nerys Green. It's like I keep telling people. This is, I'm wondering, am I doing this for my own concept. Because when I look around, it's like, my folks live to elevate other folks. I remember God told me that. He said, we teach our babies how you are worthless. They just there. Their main job is to build for us. And, wow. And it seems that way. It's getting harder and harder at times to do this when it seems like God of God don't want it to happen. I'm starting to question, am I doing this for my own pleasure? Which I'm not getting nothing out of it. I ain't getting no money. Well, anyhow, Nearest Green, Blacks, man, created Jack Daniels. So every time you take you a sip of Jack Daniels, know that it's really a black man named Nearest Green. But they do have, they have a Nearest, oh. Okay, it's a black woman. Weaver. It's a black woman who took up the mantle and went and got their permission. She started a, she got, she was, the Nearest, Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey. She opened the Nearest Green Distillery in Shelbyville. Okay, I got it. A woman opened up a distillery in his honor. None of the men. Yeah, the Whittington Center. Long as it's not a black man, the women can do something. But the black man don't acknowledge him or say. Anyhow, Jack Daniels was made by Nearest Green. They now have a distillery. They have a whiskey, Uncle Nearest Green. Yeah. Anyhow, as always, Azon Tizana, thank you very much. Major Companion. One love. Baraka. Blessing. Amani Kutoku. You. Peace. From above. Not Jack Daniels, but Nearest Green.